This is the Otway Health Check, and in the studio this morning I have Ali Rodder.
Hello, Bob.
From Otway Health.
How are you?
I'm excellent.
I haven't seen you for a while.
It has been a little while. And Brad, it's been so long, and I've forgotten your surname.
Pickering.
Pickering. I knew it was, I actually knew it was Pickering.
G'day, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Because he affects the look of a Pickering cartoon occasionally.
He does a bit, doesn't he?
He does occasionally do that.
No, you're not going to live that down, are you?
Probably not.
I'm sure it's been said before. No, it's not all that serious. It's the Otway Health Check. We're here to chat about all things Otway Health, local and seasonal and particular to what's going on at the facility. So
yeah, well, certainly seasonal because with the winter rain comes, you know, the promise of the winter flu, doesn't it? And we had some lovely rain yesterday. It's turned quite cold, and we at the hospital are now starting to think about our winter plan for influenza. Last year was a horrific year. In fact, the Royal Melbourne was just swamped with influenza cases. We had, I think, one death of a child, and we had several deaths of adults. So it was a terrible year. I attended a conference in Melbourne last week to talk about it. Lots and lots of people there, and they don't want it to happen again. So all the hospitals are being asked to put a plan together and try and mitigate the risk of flu spreading through a community. So we're doing that at the moment. I've had my flu vax. Have you had yours, Brad?
I've had my flu vax. How about you, Bob?
Some of the staff?
Not quite yet, but I'll be queuing up now. I hope it's a better flu vax this year than it was last year. They missed out a couple of ingredients last year, didn't they?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But anyway, we're starting the immunisation program for our staff right now. And if anyone's listening that hasn't had a flu jab, they're around. They have arrived. So go and see your GP. Get down to the surgery and have it, or down to the local pharmacy as well.
And if you're an old fat like yours truly, you don't have to pay for them, do you?
No, no. I think it's if
65?
Over 65, yes. I think it's free. And it's also free for children over 6 months and under 6 years.
Okay.
So get your kids vaccinated as well. And what we're trying to promote is hand hygiene strictly through the hospital during the winter months. I mean, it's pretty much part of the standard way of doing things in the hospitals to have the hand hygiene going on.
It's part of a hospital culture, yeah, really.
But
isn't
also,
it?
Yeah. Just be a bit more aware of it during flu season, because the bugs can stay on doors and door handles for quite some time, and that's the way it's spread. You know, people cover their mouth when they sneeze.
Yep.
But then they don't use the hand rub, and then they go and open a door or whatever, and someone else opens the door, and there you have it. You know, droplet infection is such an efficient way of spreading stuff, isn't it, Brad?
It certainly is. So we're all tending to spend more time indoors over the winter period. Yep. And as Ali said, it's about good hand hygiene, being courteous and covering your mouth when you're actually coughing or sneezing, and then washing your hands afterwards to make sure that the spread of infection is limited. The other thing is making sure that the immunizations are all up to date for everyone who can get the immunizations. There's very few exclusions. And you are protecting others by getting the immunisation. If you're at all concerned, don't hesitate to pop to your local GP first. In an event that you want further information, we're always available at the hospital.
And people are a bit frightened of having a needle. But let me tell you, I had one the other day, and they use these tiny wee needles. They're quite long because they need to be a deep intramuscular needle. But they're very, very tiny, and you hardly ever feel it. I hardly felt the needle. Mind you, I've got a bit of a painful arm. So it is a little bit painful afterwards. It feels like a bruise more than anything. But the actual injection really doesn't hurt these days. It's quite clever, really. So if you're really a bit sooky when it comes to needles, don't be frightened. Yeah. No.
And pregnant women?
Now, pregnant women, it's safe for pregnant women, Brad. You might like to clarify that.
Yeah, so the immunisation is actually safe for pregnant women at any age. The only time that it's not overly safe is if you fall into the categories that are exclusion zones. So sometimes people who have had reactions to the influenza immunisation in the past, and people with some egg sensitivities. But realistically, most people can be immunised. And it's done in a safe and effective way. So whether you get immunised at your local GP, at a hospital, or at a local pharmacy, usually it's an immunisation accredited individual, a nurse practitioner or a medical officer administering the immunisation. And they'll keep an eye on you for the next 5 to 15 minutes to make sure that you're not having a reaction. So, and most of the reactions that are serious are able to be dealt with quite proficiently at the point of care. And sometimes you will get other reactions. So some people do get a slight fever. Some people do get a sore arm or feel a lump under the skin or get a small rash around the actual site. But most of those, although they're an irritation, they're quite a benign reaction.
And there's the famous Sarah Bernhardt reaction, which is the need for a gin and a good lie down.
Well, any excuse for that, that's what I reckon. But I think just having a bit of a sore arm and experiencing, you know, a little needle prick is, it's probably not as bad as actually getting the flu.
It's a tiny price to pay to be relieved of the, I mean, some of the flus that get around are pretty...
They make you feel really horrible. And it's not, the flu isn't, you know, the common cold where you're just sneezing, blowing your nose and you feel really, you know, quite crappy,
In
quite
fact,
frankly.
You can be vaccinated and still catch a cold.
You can still get the cold. Yeah. But the flu is when you get those terrible muscular aches. You just want to die. You want to go to bed and die. And if it gets serious enough, some people do go to bed and die.
Yes,
exactly.
It's not good. So get vaccinated.
Exactly. Because
work for measles, work for polio, you know, just keep on doing it.
Exactly.
Get the herd sorted out. Live longer and happier.
That's it. And it's about not just protecting yourself, but getting the immunisation protects others as well.
Yeah, you're doing it for
the greater community. Because you think how busy, you know, some of the shops around Apollo Bay get, and there's lots of people, lots of tourists coming and going. Imagine how quickly the flu virus can spread through a community. And of course, we've got a lot of people that are on the road. You know, they're going out to their apostles, they go back to Melbourne, and it just spreads like wildfire. Key messages, Bob, that came out of the conference last week was that basically seasonal influenza affects the whole community and can have an absolute massive impact on hospitals. And it puts residents at, say, our hospital there, the aged care residents, and the staff at risk. It results in people that are sicker coming into the hospital. And, of course, if it spreads to the staff, then we're in deep doggy doo-doo because, you know, they're going to be off sick. And it's very hard to replace staff in a rural community like this. It can be fatal, so it needs to be taken seriously and prevented with vaccination. As I said, kids over 6 months and under six are free. And the best policy is to immunise, isolate and treat the complications very, very early and avoid coming to hospital and admission to hospital if absolutely possible. If you've got the flu, stay home. We can send the community nurses to look after you and check on you a couple of times a day.
However the penny drops, Otway Health's well and truly tuned in and schooled up on...
Oh, you haven't heard the last of it.
And you've got some new nursing talent down there.
We have.
Yeah, we have. So we've just had two nurses come on board. So we've got a graduate nurse by the name of Parbat.
Yep.
From Nepal.
The community will get to know, who has great potential. He's a very proactive individual and it's nice to get some young blood.
Yep.
And then we've got a very experienced emergency and regional nurse by the name of Angel.
It's a good name for a nurse, isn't it, Angel?
Who has got and has proven even recently that her skills are second to none in the emergency setting of the Apollo Bay Urgent Care Centre.
That's fantastic.
And she's got a lovely smiling face and you won't miss her when you come to the hospital.
Beautiful demeanour.
Yeah, she has. And same with Parbat. He's just a little shy at the moment because he's settling in as a new grad. But
we've got a couple of really good eggs this round.
But as usual, we're still looking for staff. We always are. We've lost a couple of key staff who've decided to go, you think this is rural, isolated community here. She's going bush.
Okay.
Right up to southwest Queensland on the border. So, up to warmer climate, I think.
A bit warmer.
Anyone who likes winter, we're still looking for registered nurses. So if you know anyone that's wanting to come to Apollo Bay for the winter, I think it's gorgeous here.
And any registered nurses that, from what my little birds tell me that are getting a bit bored. You won't be bored at Otway Health.
No,
because
no.
Every time there's a period of quiet, somebody has
something
an
happens.
Upskilling drill.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Someone says, let's pretend we're just having a bushfire or an appendectomy or whatever. and it's great. It's because it gives people a whole lot of new skills. The day disappears.
Mm.
You go home having learned something. Yeah.
Well, we're having a big education session next. Tomorrow actually, with Dr. Charlie Cork, who some of you might know. He's associate professor in intensive care at Bowen Health.
Just getting off the bus in Apollo Bay not to know Charlie Cork. Yep.
So Charlie's going to talk to our nurses tomorrow about. We've got very special observation charts and how to interpret them. So we're talking about how to pick up on a patient that might be deteriorating, how to recognise it early and deal with it. So he's terrific when he comes in and gives us lectures because he comes at it from a whole different perspective. He comes from a medical perspective rather than a nursing perspective. So it's a little bit different, but he's always really knowledgeable, isn't he?
He certainly is. But over the winter we are pushing forward with greater amounts of education for the staff because there's no point in resting too much. We've got through one busy season. We've got a small busy period hopefully coming up over the Easter. Hopefully no one hurts themselves or anything, but we'll be there if they need us.
Yep.
But over the winter period, we need to be hitting the education hard so we're better prepared for next summer. Not that we weren't for this one, but you can always improve.
You can indeed, and also if you've got a mate that's a nurse of any level really,
give us a ring,
and you want them to come and be in Apollo Bay.
Yeah, look, we're happy to take nurses that want to come for a 3 or 6 month short term contract if they don't want to be permanent.
Just we'll put the toe in the water too, just to sort of check it out.
Come down for the winter. I mean, I came on a 3 month contract, and here I am, 12 months later. Look what happened. But I have to say, I get up every morning, I look at the ocean, I think, gee, I like living here. It's lovely.
It certainly is a nice place to live. This is the Otway Health Check, in case you didn't guess. We'll play some music and be back with more from Ali and Brad on 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Arts Inc., supporting arts in Apollo Bay and District. Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
All the Apollo Bay News is published every Thursday in the news sheet. Apollo Bay News, supporting Apollo Bay Radio. If you need to know it, want to find it, have to have it, the Apollo Bay News Sheet has got it. Staying connected with your community.
Otway Health is your local health and community services provider in Apollo Bay.
They offer expert quality care in their urgent care unit, in-home support, community health and wellbeing programs, residential care and allied health services performed by their professional and friendly staff.
The urgent care unit operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Visit the website at otwayhealth.org.au for more information or phone 5237 8500.
Don't forget to tune in to hear the Otway Health Check on 3ABR, Tuesday mornings every fortnight between 11 and 11.30am.
Otway Health, providing round-the-clock quality expert care.
Proud sponsor of 3ABR.
Apollo Bay Radio, that's what you're listening to.
That is what you're listening to, and this is the Otway Health Check with Brad Pickering and Ali Rodder. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning again. Good
yes,
morning,
we're back, we're back.
Gee, that half hour goes pretty
it
quickly,
does
doesn't
it?
It
does zoom along. Yep. Yes.
Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about, Bob, is our antenatal services. I'm pleased to say that a month ago we ran our first antenatal clinic in conjunction with Colac Area Health.
Yep.
And a midwife comes down and sees antenatal patients in the consult room, does the antenatal check, all very easy. It means that pregnant women don't have to drive all the way to Colac for their check, which is great. And so I'm pleased to say that we have absolutely doubled our activity in a month.
Are you in the East room?
Got a visitor in the studio. We've doubled our activity in a month. We had 2 patients on Friday.
Yep.
So that's great news. The service is building. It's all happening here, Bob,
isn't
it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Got a blackout at the moment.
No, there
that's
you go.
Better. that's going really, really well. So if you'd like to make an appointment, the number to call is 52325117.
52325117.
Now, and the clinic runs last Friday of every month.
So if you're pregnant.
If you're pregnant and you don't fancy the drive up through the forest to Colac to have your antenatal check, you can actually come to the hospital here the last Friday every month. And we're also in discussions with putting in a postnatal service. We do have a midwife as a community nurse now.
Mm-hmm.
She has the dual qualifications. So, and we've got a couple of midwives on staff as well. So we're looking at offering a postnatal service as well.
So 2 pregnant women. How many pregnant women would there be in a town of 1,200 people?
I don't know. Do you know, Brad?
That'd be interesting.
No idea.
Some of them might not know they're pregnant yet.
Ever-changing, Bob. Ever-changing.
When the news gets out, we'll find out, I guess.
Well, I would imagine that it's probably maybe 8 or 10 at any one time.
I think it's a necessary service to actually provide
absolutely,
care for everyone in the community.
Yeah. So. It sure is. And especially... especially at that time, you want to get sorted out in your backyard at home.
Yeah. I think if you're heavily pregnant, you know, that forest road, you're really getting a little bit too big for that sort of ride in the car, aren't
absolutely.
You? Or driving like that.
Yeah.
So it's much easier if you can just attend the local hospital for that.
And tempers get short when you're...
Do that?
Well, in my experience.
Precarious grounds, Bob. Precarious grounds.
Funny about that.
Well, my temper would get short if I had to carry a... Anyway, next.
Yes, I don't think it would be very comfortable, that's for sure. So it's good that we can offer that service now.
That's great.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, I don't know if you caught up with the news this morning, but there's been a measles outbreak in Melbourne as well.
Really?
Measles can be pretty serious. So just watch out for that. Once again, the hand hygiene is paramount when it comes to the spread of measles. It's terribly contagious. It's viral. And the first thing you see, Brad, is?
Fevers, general malaise. One of your latest signs is the rash that everyone should know by now, because we have had a number of outbreaks over the last few months. And there's been plenty of media around that. But it is just, if you're starting to feel fevers and general malaise, it might be an idea, especially at this time of year, if you're in a vulnerable population, to go see your GP.
Well, we've come a long way since measles parties. Which, if someone in our family had measles, everyone who didn't have measles was sent off to see them. It was ridiculous.
I know. Yeah. We used to have measles and chicken pox parties. That's not advised these days.
No, absolutely. And by and large, the immunizations work really, really, really well.
They do.
And if you've seen, you've just tipped me into a personal rant. If you've seen a case of chicken pox, a case of adult chicken pox, which I have, my ex-wife had adult chicken pox, it is devastating, it really is. And she missed a vaccination so for God's sake, just get vaccinated.
Yeah, exactly. The Department of Health has put out a little bit of a flyer here, measles in Southeast Asia. So if you're travelling to the Philippines, Bali, Thailand, India and Sri Lanka, make sure you and your children are fully vaccinated for measles. If you were born post-1965 and you're not vaccinated, go see your GP or your travel doctor about
never too late.
Getting the immunisation before you travel. If you've recently returned from Southeast Asia, watch out for measles symptoms, including fever, red eyes, as we discussed, a cough, runny nose, and a few days later you'll see the rash. So if you want any information, just go to the Better Health website, betterhealth.vic.gov.au. And the Victorian Health websites are terrific in terms of getting any kind of information about communicable diseases.
Fantastic.
And just another quick, a couple of quick notices about our visiting services at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Every Monday and Thursday we have a physiotherapist there, so you can make an appointment for that by just calling the hospital on, 5237 8500. Horizon Family Violence Support will be there on Wednesday, the 4th of April. And if you want to make an appointment, phone Horizon on 0409 771 160. Also, Craig Campbell, Exercise Physiology, will be there Tuesday, the 10th of April. Just phone the reception at the hospital to make a booking. And Choice Podiatry on the 30th of April, and you can call 1300 793 628 for that.
So the exercise physiology, that's for folk that don't think they're exercising or have a challenge around their elbows or their ankles, or...
It assists in mobility and a whole heap of other activity-based exercises. So they're able to develop plans to help people who deal with challenges in their everyday lives to do some of the activities that they would normally decrease mobility, they can help you with your walking, posture, exercises to strengthen different muscles.
Okay.
So it's a good service for a lot of individuals. So you can go see a physio, and then you may not need a follow-up physio review. You may just need an exercise physiologist to actually go through.
So if you have an old war injury or some condition that troubles you or slows you down, then you can go along and have specific exercises developed to help. Counteract that and keep you moving and dancing and
that's the one,
you know, all the stuff. That's fantastic.
It's really really helpful as you get older, and you know, which you sort of your joints and your muscles are just not quite what they used to be. And it's a really good thing to do if you have a tendency to fall as you get older. You're particularly in the elderly.
Yep.
You know how they sort of become a little bit. I noticed with my dad as he became older, he became a little bit frail, a little bit wobbly on his
less
feet.
Less and less sure of his feet.
So exercise physiology can help, particularly with the elderly, just to keep those muscles and joints kind of working, and it helps prevent falls, doesn't it?
And if you're not that old yet. It's great news because there's evidence that if you ride a bicycle with regularity, you are more likely to have good balance and fewer falls in older age. So on your bike.
So where do you ride your bike around here, Bob?
Anywhere I can. Because we're doing a bit of riding when we go away. But, you know, I come down, we live up the hill, and I come down into town and buzz around a bit and then pedal back. But I'm about to get an e-bike. I think I might need a little.
An e-bike.
Yeah. Battery. A little battery. It's just
a little bit of a.
No, that's cheating.
If you see the hill.
But you're still out in the fresh air, well, and you're moving right. those and muscles, and that's really important.
It's the balance that's important.
Exactly.
Really.
It is.
You know, there's a diminishing return on the leg strength, but you can keep the balance up.
But I think what everyone's sort of highlighted and a theme that's came through for today is that prevention's better than a cure.
Absolutely.
For everything.
Yep.
Yes, that's the message.
Thanks for coming in this morning. This has been the Otway Health Check with Brad Pickering and Ali Rodder and yours truly. We'll be back again in a fortnight, and this program will be repeated in a week and podcast in the next couple of days. This is 3ABR.